Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. Today is a day that the Lord has made, and we must rejoice and be glad in it. You know, I'm so good and so glad that what God has done for all of us. He has given us the ultimate price. He gave us his only begotten Son, called Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So everything that we need is through Jesus Christ. Everything we must have is through Jesus Christ. And you know, one of the things I will say to the listening audience tonight, tonight's a great night because God has a lot he got to say to you, excuse me, and through you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now with thanksgiving in our heart, saying we for all the things that you have done for us. And Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus and solidifying. If any sins that we have done, we ask them to be forgiven. Anything we have said or done wrong, forgive us. Hide us, Father, with the forgiveness. Let your love see us. Let your love echo through us. And Father, I declare and decree that sin has no power over me. Lying has no power over me. Looking back, I look forward, Father, because my destination before me is to do your will. Your will is to bring in those who are lost. And, Father, your battle is with the enemy. Use me, Father, to stand firm, to stand firm. I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. When you brought me forth my mother's womb to where I am now, I said thank you. I said thank you. I said thank you. And then, Father, there are some who are in the world that we live in today. We all need to come to an understanding that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every assault that shall come against us shall not prosper. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all of the fivefold ministries, ministers that I have met. I want to thank you for the assembling of ourselves together. I want to thank you for the joy of knowing Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Father, who we never seen person to person, but we know in the Spirit he is the only begotten Son of the Father. And for him, all things are possible. And then, Father, I pray for that young lady out there in San Francisco. I know, Father, you have the right, you have the authority through us, Father. And I want to speak life upon her brain. I command her brain to become life. Philippi, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, I believe it. I speak it to her. I believe it. I speak it to her. I believe I'll speak it to her. And I call Jamel to come forth in the name of Jesus Christ. I command her heart to beat right. I command her lungs to flow right. I command all of her vital system to become all seven parts of her system. And, Father, I know that here is the time that your word will be sure. Your word will be powerful. For you said, Father, I will lift up mine eyes from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from you who made the heaven and earth. You made her, Father. You made her. And I know, Father, you have a work to be done in her. Father, but let the family get closer to you. Let those that call upon the name of Jesus Christ. For Jesus, you said, the lad is not dead. He's just asleep. Give us the authority that you've given us through Jesus. We have that right to do what you said, Jesus. You said you've given us the power. We speak life. We speak life for the gift of life and death in the power of our tongue. And in the power of our tongue, we speak life. Life to Jamil. Well, life, Father, this night, Father. I believe that she could come out of that bed tonight. I don't know what everybody else believes, but I'm believing what your word says. All things are possible to those who believe. Father, I've gone out and I will refuse to turn back. I know you got healing in the body. I know you got healing wherever she is right now. I ask you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, direct us. And as I come and where she is right now, in the room where she is right now, let the Holy Spirit call mama, mama, Hallelujah. Want to prove the devil nothing but a liar. He's nothing but a liar. Give us an opportunity right in this present generation. You said you would let us not get old and falling down. Here we are, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Not only for her, but there are some of the others up from the East Coast to the West Coast. There was a young man who has all his promises forsaken. We want to speak a creative miracle upon them, Father, from the north to the south, the east to the west. And, Father, I thank you for the benefits you've given my family. You've given me the right, it's given me the authority to stand firm. You've given me the now with now, Father, to understand your word. I want to thank you for the pastor. I want to thank you for the school. I want to thank you for all that I have here in America. All these 50 states, Father, let us come to one conclusion. Our God is an awesome God. And he's so good that when he stands, he's a righteous God. He stands in his firmness. And, Father, we thank you. Let there be peace in the palace. Let there be love in the palace. And then, Father, I pray for all denominations, that they will come, we all come to one accord. I pray for that young man who's on his way to prison, that you will release him. Young woman also, Father. Somebody is in the place called there. There we want to meet them and tell them about the name of Jesus Christ. Want to tell them about how God gave his son, who God raised him up, and the enemy lost his battle, Father. For you said, Jesus, you beheld the angel, you beheld Satan falling from heaven, vegan and saying, and with this terror, a third part. And Father, we know that we have the victory. Hallelujah. Because we know we've been justified by faith. Yes, Lord. We've been justified by the blood. We've been justified by the atonement. We just say we're justified, and Satan is nothing. You have lost. We win. I pray for the fullness about my encampment, Father. All those whom I love in my immediate circle, keep them and bless them. Calls us to rise up. Calls us to be a one accord, one of mine. And I want to thank you for this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I want to see if I can get us some music that we can get busy. Somebody's supposed to come on with us very shortly. But I'm just so excited today because today is the day that God has made for us. And it's up to us. It is up to us. See, how we take what God has for us, God ain't going to lie to us. He's still God. He still loves us. To us. And I say this with you. I say this with love. I tell you, my beloved, God so love us that he began to say to us, how much do you love me? I love you so much, Lord. You do, how much you love me? I love you so much, Lord. I love you so much. And you know what he says? Well, I love you too. I love you, Father. He said, I love you. I love you, Father. You say, for the Father, I love you. He said, I love you too. See, God loves us. And it's a backwards and forward. I love you, I love you. See, God so loved us. We got to stay in the same rudiment that his beloved son, Jesus Christ, was. And you know what? As I tell us tonight, Satan can't do nothing. He cannot do nothing. And all I can say is, he's a liar from the beginning. He can't do nothing. He's nothing but a liar. He's a double-toted liar. But listen, if I believe this, take me to the king. Do you not know that that is something? If you can take me to the king, amen. See, a lot of people say that they love God. A lot of people say that they appreciate God. And some people are lying and some people just don't know it. But they're looking to what the world got to offer. The world don't have anything to offer you. I'm here to tell you, a man who knew, I've been there, done that. You name, oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. I was a rock along my time. But you know what? God so loved us. And because God loved us, God sent his only son that we can believe in his son. we can do all things. But you know, there are many people who want to do what they want to do, what they don't want to do what God says. And see, the best thing I can say, can do, has done. God has given us the grace to do what we need to do. I know one day we're all going to leave this earth. But you know what? While we're here, let's have some joy with the Lord. I mean, can we have some joy with the Lord? Can we love the Lord and He love us? Sure He can. But it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you to be faithful. It's going to cost you to hold on. It's going to cost you to do what God say do. And you know what? Can't nobody else do it but you. Can't nobody else do it but you. Nobody else but you. You are the only one who can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. I love Him. If you love Him, you're going to love Him. Are you loving? Well, of course I do. Amen. I do too. Do you love Him? I love Him very much. And all I want to do is tell you that if we get to know who God is and we tell God, we're ready. We're ready to do what God says. And you know, one thing I can say to you and tell you tonight is this. The more you believe in God, the more you can trust in God, the more you can see God doing something, the more you trust God, the more. See, it's the more. See, it's all always about the more. The more what? The more we want to do God's will. The more we want to do God's will. And I want to say this to you. Can you love Him? I do. Because there's no God like this God we serve. And I say this with love and kindness. God so loved us until what God has done. When I go back and look at the scriptures that God has given to us, through us and by us, you know, we read the Bible and we declare and we decree that God's word is who it says is, and we is. And we just keep doing it. See, God wants us to know. God wants us to, He wants us to know. He wants us to take His word and live it. We want to take His word and share it with somebody. Somebody we know going to need some help. Everybody going to do like you said do. Because we got people in different churches right now. They don't believe, some people don't believe in getting, they don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't believe in laying on hands. See, the Bible has all of this down positive for those who can receive it. But some people cannot receive it because they don't know Jesus. Why they don't know Him? Because they denied Him. But you know, man, that's an awesome thing. If you don't know Him, you're going to need to know Him for yourself. Listen at this. I can feel the world changing all around. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, Dr. Hunter.
All right, can you hear me? Well, you ready? I see your face. I got my glasses on.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Well, we got the radio program. You ready? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can get it up. Because I can barely hear.
Yeah. Ah, Jesus. My. Can you hear now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear the radio station?
I can hear it now.
Okay. All right. Well, praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. 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 Well, tonight, as I said, is the night that God has it for us, and it's up to us to do what God wants us to do. You ain't signed on yet. You haven't called a station yet.
Mm-hmm.
347-850-8989. Yeah. I got the radio signal looking at you. But you know, one of the things that God has been so good to us, and I just love God. Don't you love him?
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen, amen. Amen. Are you?
Yeah.
All right. You got the radio on?
Okay, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay, there you are. Okay,
we
got you now.
All right, you got the radio on? See, this is new for me too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just trying to see where we're at here.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but also you haven't signed in yet to the radio station. Go ahead and call in. Call in 347-850-8955.
Okay, you want me to do it by phone?
Yeah, by yourself. I can hear you.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen.
50-8955.
8955. Uh-huh.
Great. That's wonderful. Okay,
good. You can see me, you can see me, can't you? Oops. right. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Well, you know, there we go. See, now I can tap you. I got you, 1641. I got you on there. You're alive in it. Well, one of the things I want to say is, tell us what God has planned in your life, what you're ready to do right now, and let God have his way. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are here tonight thanking God for another night of fellowship together. I have Brother Kevin Allen here with me, who is going to bring us the word from the Lord tonight. We're just blessed to be here again to hear a wonderful message. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Thank God for that. We're going to ask Brother Allen if he will give us a prayer. Uh-huh. Give us a prayer.
All right.
Mm-hmm. How are you today?
I'm blessed, my brother. Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you. Can you see me?
I can see you. Don't worry. I got you, Dan. Go ahead.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the
Lord for the night. Amen. Did you know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Are we on air?
Yeah, you on air now? You've been on there.
Okay, great. Good evening to everyone. This is another day that God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is another opportunity for someone that don't know God. We encourage you today that God truly is a living God. You can trust him in all your heart, your mind, and your soul. We're here before we start. I just like to thank the Lord another time to thank the Lord for giving us another day. Another time, thank the Lord for Dr. Hunter allowing us to be on the air, and we're going to get this prayer going on because we're going to have some church today in the Lord. Heavenly Father,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all that you have done for us, how you woke us up this morning, closing us in our right mind to know that today is Friday and not Saturday. Father, we bless your holy name because you are so good to us, better than we could ever be to ourselves, even on a good day. To everyone that's out there in the radio land, that's on the internet, we pray for you one by one, name by name. We're touching and agreeing right now, Father. We lift up the ones that don't know you and a part of this end. And, Father, we lift up the ones that do know you, Father, that have surrendered their lives to you, Father, one by one, name by name. Father, you are the God of the whole universe. You see everything. You know everything, Father. We reverence your dignity. We reverence your authority in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask that you bless us with eyes that we may have eyes to see. Bless us with our ears that we may have an ear to hear. And, Father, bless us to speak the word of God. And not only that, but, Father, we ask that you help us to be a doer of the word in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the enemy that comes up against the word of God. We bind the works of the enemy that comes up against us right now, Father. We build a hedge of protection around us, Father, in the name of Jesus. According to the words of faith, you told us to speak that things that be not as though they were. And, Father, we thank you right now. But we loose the angel, according to Matthew 18:18. We loose the angel, Father. The devil is alive. We loose the angel that's encamped about us in the mighty name of Jesus to perform what you have already predestined for your angels that's encamped about us to perform. And Lord, we give you the glory right now. We give you the praise right now. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you. Amen. It's the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank Brother Allen for that prayer. We thank God for being here again tonight. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to thank Brother Allen for that prayer that he has led us in tonight. We thank God for, and all those who are listening, we hope that that you take heed, and that this prayer is something that will stick deep in your heart. And we're going to let Brother Allen give us a word tonight from the Lord. He has prepared what God has prepared for us through him, and we're going to hear his word tonight. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Truly, I thank the Lord once again for this opportunity to encourage you in the Lord. Because when you think about anything that else that's on this earth, you know, the philosophies, the carnal mind, that's not going to do what we are seeking God. We need the spiritual mind of Christ in order to please the living and true God. And we only find that through the gift of God given us through the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be reading
Amen.
To you from one verse today that's coming out of the book of Proverbs. If you go to your Bibles today, would you please go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 10, verse number 29. Amen. Proverbs, chapter 10, verse number 29. I'm going to be dealing with just one verse today, and as the Lord lead me and give me utterance in this word, I want you to just meditate on that word, what this is saying today. In the book, to those that are just hearing the word right now, that are just connecting online right now, I want to encourage you in the word of God. The word that's coming today in the book of Proverbs, chapter 10:29, the word is saying, the way of the Lord is strength to the righteous. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Amen. I'm going to read it a little bit slower so that you can meditate on this word today. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Amen. What the word is telling us today that the way of the Lord, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
Yeah.
What's important that you need to realize, the ones that's on the radio today, the ones that's on the internet today, hallelujah. What's important that you need to realize today, I thought I was going to be able to calm it down, but I got to let it go. The things that you need to realize today is that the way of the Lord is strength. You're not going to get that from a false doctrine, but this is what God is saying today. My way is the highway, and my way is the way of strength. My way is the way of strength, righteousness, justice, holiness, and all the ways in the fruit of the Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. When you have just a mind to do the will of God, there's strength to you. Because the workers of iniquity cannot gain that strength. They keep getting weaker and weaker in their adversary, and they keep getting weaker and weaker as they daily walk. The reason why is because they're thinking that their iniquities cannot be seen by God. Every iniquity. And the way of the righteous, I want to encourage you today. When you're going the way of Jesus, you're going the way of strength towards the righteousness with the Father. God is not going to withhold any good thing from you because you're going the way of righteousness and it's gaining strength towards the Lord. I know you're going to have some adversaries out there. I know you're going to have some downtrodden and some pitfalls going on in your life. We all do. But you have to get up and keep going. Amen?
Amen.
But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Look at this here word. It says, the workers of iniquity, these people are going about working this kind of unrighteousness. These people are planning this iniquity in themselves, and destruction is right there before. Before they can even plan it, it said, destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity.
Bless
God. It's important,
Amen.
My friend, my brother, and my sister, my mother and my father, if you're listening to this radio station right now, if you're on the way up right now, it's important that you recognize which way are you going. I can't answer that for you, but you know yourself which way are you going. Because if you know and God know and y'all both know which way you're going. Amen. One of the worst things that you could do is lie to yourself. The second worst thing that you could do is believe your own lie. I'm trying to get you to understand, my brother, my sister, my mother, my father, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright, to the upright, the way. And God, Jesus Christ, he says, I am the way.
The truth.
And
amen.
The righteous. There's no
amen.
Other way that you can get to the Father. You can't get there through your workers of iniquity. Those things are just earthly bound, but it's going to be burned away with. You're doing the destruction to your own selves, my brother, my sister. If you're working in righteousness, if you're working in the destructive way of iniquity towards rising up the ranks in this society of this world, you're still going the wrong way. There's only one way to the Father. There's only one way to get to the streets that's paved with gold, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. The way. There's only one way. And when you're following the Lord, you're going in the right way. When you have your mindset on doing the righteousness of God, you're going the right way. I know there's a lot of influences going on out there. I know you probably have a lot of internal problems going on, internal questions, internal desires. Your mindset may be on things that may not be pleasing to the Lord, but you have to realize that when you start acting on those things, your iniquities are coming out. You're in a destruction path. That's why you have to repent of it and turn to a true and living God. Every day
Amen.
That you're alive today is a day for you to repent. This radio station is only geared on your salvation. And for the ones that are saved, it's geared for you to reach the pinnacle of your level in growth in Christ. We're constantly trying to encourage you through the Word of God. We're constantly trying to elevate you to seek God even higher. Where you are right now sitting is not where the place where you ought to be. You need to be seeking God with all of your heart because of the upright. Look at the word upright. When you're upright, you're constantly moving upright. Hallelujah. Bless God. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright because God is up. You don't have to. You won't find God looking down on the ground. Look up. Raise up your head. But destruction
Amen.
Shall be to the workers of iniquity. Those are the things where you need to watch. Sometimes your closest people that's around you will try to cause you to fall in a destructive way.
Amen.
You have to evaluate yourself. Sometimes your work with the people that you work with will try to put some things, some stumbling blocks in your way because they're workers of iniquity. They're trying to destroy your mindset towards the Lord. Amen. If you find yourself in this era right now that's needing Christ, if you find yourself in a situation that you don't know what to do, if you find
Amen.
Yourself in a path that you're so confused, you don't know where you're going. When you find yourself saying that I don't know how I'm gonna make it, the bills are due, the car note is due, I just lost my job, I just lost my relationship. All you got to do is look up. Look up.
Preach it, brother. Preach it.
Let God
Bring
into your life. We want to welcome you into the family of Christ right now because a minute later may be too late. Right now, I don't
Amen.
Know if you realize that somebody is losing their life and they don't know Christ. It's not just that we called all of my friends and my loved ones for you to get on this here message and they don't get on the internet and on the phone for you to understand what we're doing here, but we're lifting up the name of Jesus. And we're inviting you into the family of God. Because where you are right now, what's important is that do you have a relationship with Jesus? That's what's important. The second thing that's important is that you need to be a part of the family. You need to come out of the workers of iniquity. This is where you are right now. You need to understand that salvation is near you right now, even in our mouth. And we want to offer this here salvation road to you today. That if you don't know how to pray, all you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all of my sins. I receive you now, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. The Bible says you're saved. I didn't write it in your Bible. You can go to Romans 10:9 right now if you like. But it's important that you realize that salvation is right now. Give your life to Jesus.
That's
before
it,
it's too late.
Praise God.
The way of the
Hallelujah.
Lord. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. God promised that he said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. But destruction is to the workers of iniquity. Destruction. Before you can even form that iniquity out of you, destruction is right there. You're going the wrong way. You're digging a hole for yourself. You're fighting all this thing in the carnal mind, but destruction is right there. That's why I said it says destruction. It's right there, but destruction. Let God into your life today. Let Jesus into your life. Because this may be the last time you hear someone begging you, pleading with you to give your life to Jesus. It's not about your fleshly nature. It's not about your mindset. It's not about your how much money you have. It's not about what kind of car you have, how big a house you have. Because all of it right here, you can't take it with you. You're going to have to give your life to Jesus. Because Jesus is saying the way of the Lord. And Jesus has said, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father, which is in heaven, but by Jesus. This is what
Amen.
It's all about. This is the reason why I preach the word of God, because salvation came to my door, and I received it, downtrodden, not knowing which way to go, raised in the church. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for grace and mercy. And that same grace and mercy is knocking on your door today saying, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
Let him in today, I beg of you. And you'll be on the right road. You'll be a part of the family. You'll be heading to the streets of gold. Amen. Well, we thank God for today. God bless you, Dr. Hunter. Can you see me here?
No, but y'all can see me. See me?
I can see you waving your hand. Amen.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to a song. If you got a song over there, we'll go to a song and then we'll come right back and Sister Delores will be talking.
Okay. Let's see if we got one.
Okay.
All right.
You got any urban music?
That's you talking.
I'm talking, yes.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Bless God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Well, we just keep giving it to God.
Okay.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Dr. Hunter?
I can hear you, yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I just wanna say something here for a minute. I wanna talk to the listeners for a minute here.
Okay.
I just want to say, let us all repent. Repent and ask the Lord for forgiveness. We are one crying in the wilderness, doing the will of God. Because so many people are lost. We have grandmothers, mothers, and so many people were lost. When I look out and see all these people, I'm like, Lord, we're a voice crying in the wilderness, saying, Lord, forgive us, because we have sinned against the Lord. We have sinned. I just want to say we need to all repent and ask God for forgiveness, because there's so much going on. There's children perishing. The mothers are perishing. The grandmothers are perishing. People are perishing for a lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
A lack of knowledge. And it's so sad. As I look out and see all the children, the young men, I know about 3 or 4 years ago when I was in school, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and he said, pray for young African-American men. I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. And then all of a sudden I began to see them just going into the way of destruction. Then I began to pray for the mothers, because the mothers are alone and they're by themselves. They don't know what to do. So now the children are almost forgotten. They're almost forgotten because they don't know what to do with it. Now their mindset is because they're so alone, and the children are raising themselves, and it's so sad to see that they're going down a path of destruction. There's no foundation, no seed laid nowhere. It's just the house is empty. The whole house is empty. The grandmothers, the grandchildren, the mothers, the house is empty. We need to come back to God. We need to repent, ask the Lord for forgiveness, and get on the right track. Find someone who's a prayer warrior. Get with someone that you may know the Lord, that your children may not be lost in this day and time. They may not be going to prison like they're going to college. Your children are dying. We need to repent and ask God for forgiveness and get back on track with God. I just had to put that in there because it was weighing on my heart, and I just had to say it.
And you know, one of the things, I've got this computer, and I'm still trying to fine tune what I need to do here. And I will say this to you, both of you that are listening. So much is given, much is required. God has a lot for us to do. Sister, Dr. McClendon, what you said was from the heart. And to my beloved brother, he got the fire on him, and we're going to let that fire loose on him. We're going to take his time. But one thing I want to say to all of them listening tonight, see, there are a lot of people who be listening, but a lot of people are not going to come on the line. So what we have to do is motivate them to tell what the Lord has done. God has been good to them.
Amen.
He's good to them.
Amen.
Has God been good to anybody else?
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. So good.
Amen.
And he's still good. He's still
good. I hear you, sister. You know, but there's none like God. There's none like God.
Amen.
Yeah. And see, here I am. I got to see. I didn't know that I can hook you up to the Skype radio phone as well as the one I got in the one. But that's good. See, I'm understanding. And one of the things I would say to everybody, the time is just now. Let's see what happens here.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see if we're going to do it. I say to the glory be God.
Amen. I'm trying to see if this works.
Yes. Praise Him. Praise God. Yes. Must believe. Yes. Amen. Now. Amen. Right there. This is because we believe That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
Connected on the internet and the ones that just coming on the radio, thank you for that. As well as
Amen.
The standard that God has placed for us requires us, and he says, be ye holy, for I am
holy.
That standard is for every one of us that's a believer in Christ Jesus. Whatever kind of situation that you find yourself in, we as a body of Christ is here to help you meet that need and build up so that you don't have to suffer. You don't have to be taken down behind the circumstances of this life. Amen.
Amen.
The ones that don't know you, don't know Jesus, you want to invite the road of salvation to you, you want to invite Christ into your life. You know, I'm not here to make it difficult for you. The Bible says that you can call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be delivered.
You shall be saved and delivered. You shall.
No matter what situation you find yourself in, you may be lonely. Call on the Lord. The Lord says, I'm a comfort. I'm a burden that. Call on him. He said that I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Amen.
Amen.
Call on the Lord. We invite you to call on the Lord. You may just have an argument with your significant other. You may not have a significant other in that argument with yourself about what something that you have done. Just call on the Lord. You may be talking to yourself. Then I just say, just give it up. But call on the Lord. The one that woke me up this morning, just think about this here. There's someone always worse off than you. Just call on the Lord.
Call on him.
And they write my phone number to you. My phone number is 403-998-3801. When you have issues in life that you need to talk about, I'm not going to give you a word of philosophy. I'm going to get it out of the Bible. But it's to be strengthened. We all need to be strengthened. The Bible says, but iron sharpened iron.
Yes, yes.
The word of God is a set sword. It cuts both ways.
Yes.
God is still. Call on Jesus. He is the Prince of Peace. When you need healing, call on God. Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus is a healing. Just that now say, when you need something late in the midnight hour, call on the Lord. Man, it's just that easy. That now say that we're talking about today. Just like you sitting on that chair, it's easy for you to just think back and say, hey, it's holding me up. That's what faith does.
Yeah.
That's just like your faith in Christ. Give Jesus your life. Because one day, if you know it or not, you're going to meet the Lord.
Amen.
You don't know when, you don't know how, you don't know where, but you're going to meet the Lord. You're going to be sitting high up on that throne, and you're going to call him by your name. See, the record book to be open. He wants your name written in that book. The Lamb's Book of Life.
Lamb of the Life.
Because without that, everything else is contained. Bless the Lord today because it's important that you realize that salvation is for us. The price has been paid. Jesus Christ has already been slain for us, buried, and rose up the third day. And he's waiting to come back at the word of the cross.
Amen.
It's soon to take place.
Amen.
And you want to be ready.
Amen.
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 Bring it back over to the Lord. Say the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that word. We also thank God for being invited to come to the Lord. Those of you who don't know the Lord, we pray and ask God that you would accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because as he said, one day he will truly need him. And we need him now more than ever.
Yes.
We do have Brother and Pastor Larry Wilson, the young pastor who is doing the Word of God and will be bringing us the Word also. We just want to thank God for him tonight. We're going to go and take a 5-minute break. We'll give you all a song.
You got something on your side? Got some on your side? Play them, please. Amen.
What a word. So we enjoyed this. I love that song.
Amen.
I love that song. We have Dr. Larry Wilson here who is going to bring us the word. You know, I listen to songs and I
there's certain songs I listen to. I just want to get back to. I pray that people get back to singing sincerely from their heart what God has given them, and not just singing just to be singing and make money. I like that anointed singing. I love that anointed singing.
I hear you,
something
sister.
That God has given to a person from the heart. Anything that God has given to you from the heart is a blessing to all, and not just for yourself, and not just to make money. But I pray we get back to that. But we have Pastor Larry Wilkinson who is going to bring us a word, and we're ready to hear what the Lord has put in his spirit to give us on tonight.
Amen.
Glad to be here. I'm thankful for the opportunity to minister today on this station. And I pray that this word that God has given me will bless you greatly. And I'm coming from 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12 and 1. 2 Corinthians 12 and 1. It says, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. In revelations of the Lord, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up in the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities or weakness. For though I may desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me, unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelation. The thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of faith to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it may depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And so I want to deal with not losing your hope. When I look everywhere, it just seems like people have lost hope in so many areas of their life. And I was looking at some statistics that were just really baffling to me concerning the suicide rate. And I was looking at statistics, and it showed that suicide takes place over 30,000 times each year. For people between the age of 15 and 24, suicide is the third leading cause of death. And statistics also show that the strongest risk factor for suicide is depression. And so they show that when a person has been depressed, essentially, they have lost their hope.
Yeah.
Because you can't be depressed and have hope at the same time.
Yeah.
So depression is about, I feel like there's no way out, nothing to hope for, and essentially it leads to suicide. One out of every 10 Americans are on antidepressant pills, which is to treat depression. And one thing that I was looking at about the antidepressant pills is that it only can... it can't treat depression. It just can deal with it for a few hours. So the one thing that the pills can't do, that the antidepressant pills can't do, is that it can't give you joy.
No.
It can treat the depression, but it can't give you joy.
No,
so, no. By not losing hope. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 28 that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And when we look at that scripture, so as saints, whenever we go through anything, we got to know that God is somehow using that for good. And so people lose hope when they feel like the situation they're in not working out for good. But the Lord says that even the bad things in your life, he's going to somehow turn that around for our good. And sometimes people try to figure out how it's going to turn out for good. But God says that I don't have to explain my plan because I've already thought it through. I've already thought the plan through, so I don't have to explain how it's going to work out for good. And it's not for you to even understand how it's going to work out for good. It's just for you to believe that it is going to work out for good. Amen? So all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. Even the bad things in our life, those people who I know, the things that they've been through, that is now their ministry. God took whatever the bad they went through in a past life, and God used that now for the positive side. So people are losing their hope everywhere because in their minds they don't believe that God is going to really work it out for their good. And my brother was just talking about faith, and that's when faith comes in. You got to know, even when it don't feel good, even when I can't understand it, even when I can't put my mind around it, I still got to believe that it's somehow going to work out for my good. So whatever we go through, we use it as a learning experience.
Yes.
And one thing God is teaching me in my life is that sometimes when people lose hope, they start to become lonely and isolated. But God told me one day, he said, loneliness is the heart's cry
for
a personal relationship with God.
Yes.
So sometimes when our heart is lonely and when our heart is becoming lonely in our heart, God says, that's the heart to cry out to him. Amen. Perception is everything. Perception is everything. How I see my situation is going to determine how I react in it. Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and God never changed Paul's situation, but God changed how Paul perceived the situation.
Yes.
So Paul said, okay, look, I asked the Lord 3 times to move the thorn, and God did move the thorn. But God changed how I perceived the thorn. And so that's the same thing with knowing that all things work together for our good. Sometimes when we pray, it's certain things we can't believe away. It's certain things we can't pray away. It's certain things we can't fast away. But God said, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to leave the thorn now, but what I'm going to do is, I'm going to change your perception. I'm going to change how you look at the thorn, because how you look at the thorn is going to feed your mood while dealing with that thorn. In the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
So, thing I like about Jesus is that he wasn't concerned about what people said about him. He just did what the Father told him to do. And the Bible says, let me say, look, don't be afraid of the one who's going to destroy the body. Be afraid of the one who's going to destroy the body and soul and head. Amen. So, that's how I look at it. Everything I go through is somehow working out for my good. That's why we got joy. That's why we got peace. That's why we got faith, because we know that everything we go through, God is turning that thing around for good, not for bad. The thorn even for good. Even the negative, he will turn around for good. Even when the enemy calls for evil, God will still turn that thing around for your good. And so suicide, the reason people commit suicide, because they believe that if bad, it's not going to be turned around for good. So what I'm going to do is, I might as well just take it all right now, because I don't see any good coming out of the situation. But that's where faith comes in. It's our evidence of things that we don't see, things that we can't wrap our mind around. I don't know how more money going to come. I don't know how I'm going to be delivered. I don't know how God going to open the door. But I'm going to believe that it's still working.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to still believe that. So the Bible says in Corinthians 15 that in Christ we have hope. In Christ we have hope. And whenever you lose your hope, you commit spiritual suicide. Now, because the Bible says that God is only moved by faith. So whenever I lose my hope, whenever I lose my faith, I have now committed spiritual suicide. So God says you can lose everything, but don't lose your faith. Don't lose your expectation that things will get better. Don't let your trial bring you to that place. And when you see that trial come, you get that sign. It's working for you. It's turning around. I don't see how, but I believe that it's working for my good. So Paul was in a situation where he had a thorn in his flesh, and the thorn was bothering him so much that he asked the Lord 3 times to remove the thorn. Now, the Bible don't say what the thorn was, but this thing was bothering Paul so much that he kept asking the Lord. And you know, sometimes we get to that place where we ask the Lord, and sometimes the Lord won't move that thing. But God says, in your weakness, my strength is made perfect. In other words, Paul, you bring your weakness to my grace, and grace will always be.
Amen.
So he says, Paul, I'm not going to move the door. Paul, I'm not going to move the situation. I'm not going to move that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you strength in the midst of the storm. Somehow that storm is going to still work out for your good.
Amen.
Amen. And another thing I see is that Paul's perception of the storm changed. At first he kept asking the Lord, Lord, take it. Lord, take it. But then with the scripture in it, Paul said, you know what? I'm going to accept that this storm is going to be here, and I'm going to trust God in the midst of the storm. Because one thing I love about the Lord is that the Lord knows my breaking point.
Yes.
Grandmothers, and so many people are all drugs and alcohol. and that Jesus is going to happen. And now he's trying to take over. But we got a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That if people began to pray, these things can no longer happen to their children, their grandchildren, their families. So we just got to come together and ask God and seek God's plan for all our lives, find out what God has for us to do. So we thank God for that word on tonight. Wow.
Wow. Amen. May I ask something to you while we're talking? Hello?
Amen.
Okay, I want us to turn to the book of Psalms, and when we turn to the book of Psalms, I got something. Go to Psalm 49. I want to show you something. Psalm 49. Do you have it? Okay, here's what the writer says to the writer gets us to know something better that God is doing in the Old Testament. And it brings us to a focus of it. I just read it. It says, hear this, all ye people of the earth, all you inhabitants in the world, black, white, rich, and poor, hear me. He says, both low and high, rich and poor, together. And when I go closer, it says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom and meditation of my heart shall be understanding. See what I'm saying to you, what I've found out. When I read the scripture of God, I see Jesus talking to us in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. We look at the scripture, I'm going to read through it. They that trust in their wealth, because they've got a lot of people, got a lot of wealth, they got this, they got that, they're doing this, they're doing that. Why do they do it? It says, and boast, I got me a degree. I got me an expensive job. I don't need to hear what they got to say. I'm doing what I want to do. But see, what God is saying through his son in the Old Testament, in the spirit, not manifested yet. Wow, what a powerful lesson. I ain't going to go no further. That young man talked a lesson tonight. Wow. See, the devil got slapped upside the head tonight. And ain't nothing he can do about it.
You got back feet.
I do. Wait a minute. Another thing. I got stuff on here. I'm trying to cut some. I got stuff on I'm trying to cut out. Okay. All right. That's another one that's going on. But let me say this to you, my brother, and to those of you. The time has come for us. We have been in this gospel so long to do what God has called us to do. We need to come and take authority. We need to push everything out of the way, in the way, by the way, so God can be glorified. Now, ma'am, can you hear me? Hello?
But it's expecting now.
Okay, can you hear now?
I hear you now.
Okay. So what I'm saying to the body of Christ is this. I believe that God is going to move us up there in the month of 2014 so we can have a 2 or 3 day moon up there and watch God do some great things.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to know, brothers, God's going to send who you want to do it because the time has come for us to start laying hands on some people, opening blinding eyes open.
Amen.
Get some people that are lost to come in, some drunkards, some homosexuals, some lesbians, some thieves. God is telling us to go tell them. That's the Apostle Paul says, no, I once knew a man 14 years ago. Mm-hmm. He said, no, that same, he said, I once knew a man. In other words, he said, that man no longer lives here. But I can tell you, where he went, I can't even talk about it. I don't even know what to write. See, God takes us to a place, and God wants to move right there in the surrounding of Hempstead, all around there. I don't want you to get fired up, but I want you to get fired on, because the enemy is going to come. But if you got what God has for you, and I've been talking, I didn't even notice, sister, but I was praying. I said, God, it's time to make a move. And when I talk with her, she...
Cut down again.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Cut out on me.
Okay. Can you hear me now? 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 I know, because sometimes it happens like this. And that's one thing I'll say. That's why I'm getting all this equipment, trying to be modified. But I will say to those of you listening, I've spoken to Dr. McClendon and told her, Dr. Lewis, I said, we need to have a revival. I want the young people, the old people, all of us down there. If we can do it sometime in the month of January, part of it, we're going to see a movement like you've never seen it before. Are you ready? Oh, well, you know, you just started the fire, so I'm ready to bring it on. So there's some things, you know, like tonight, I just got all this new equipment. I'm still learning it, but I got everything set up so we can. Somebody listen. See, we got to go up from Texas to Louisiana, Mississippi. It's time to let, because we got a lot of people in the body that want to preach. You got some preachers down in Hempstead that they don't love the Lord. They love what they love. Somebody say hallelujah. Because the time has come. I'm not going to die for you, and you're not going to die for me. So the time has come for us to let the world know the God we serve. Now, we're going to serve the same God. We have a purpose of a God. Our God is so good and so merciful. God says, and when he talks in the book of Psalms, he said, when the psalmist wrote this word, he said, I will lift up mine eyes from whence cometh my help. My help, when I didn't have no money, when I didn't have no friends, when I didn't have nobody, my help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth, who made the heaven before I was, he was. He made the heaven and earth. And he shall not let his foot, my foot shall not fall, because he that keepeth Israel shall never sleep nor slumber. And so we got to go even deeper into it. And we look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if I be willing and obedient, I can eat the good of the land. What I mean the good, I can have the best clothes. I can have the best car. I can have the best. I can be, they'll see me say, you know what? They must serve the true God. Yeah, we do. We ain't got to be big. We ain't got to got no bigger. No. He got some believers. He, true believers. He got some people that's full of the Holy Ghost, full of fire. And like the sister said, Acts 2:30. See, but Acts 2:30 is a powerful scripture. And if you drink it, see, when you drink the word of God in prayer and praise, and you have the anointing upon you, you're going to see some things happen that you didn't know was going to happen. And I'm here to help you to tell you. Ma'am? Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. I'm sorry I get so fired up. But I want to pass that on to you. I think, you know, I'm just so thankful to the Dr. Dolores. She took the, and I was asking for a man. I'll be honest with you. When I called you and she said, I don't know, but let me pray about it. Continue, says God wants something done. Now look what God is doing. Do y'all realize every Friday night y'all got to be 17 to 18?
Okay.
Let me try one more thing. Amen. Because I don't like that. I'm like y'all. I don't like that. That messed up my, that just messed me up. I don't like that. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Sir, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay. Know what I was saying? I was saying I need the women and the men because Dr. Dolores is the host of this show. And I've asked through God for her to us to come down there and we're going to have a time in the Lord.
Amen.
I mean a Holy Ghost time.
Yes, we will.
A Holy Ghost time.
That's what we need. Yeah, that's what we need to have, the Holy Ghost time. We need to let the Holy Ghost just take over.
I mean, just, in other words, as old man says, whatever, it's when you get hit, just get hit. And get up and do it again. Amen.
Amen.
But I was sharing this with y'all. I have been looking for God's doing, and I share with you, somebody can understand it. In these last days, God has promised. 107 years ago, God made a commitment to a man who was one-eyed. And that one-eyed man, he made a commitment to him. And everybody talks about, can you hear me now?
When you cut out again.
Okay, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, I can hear.
Yeah.
Well, let me see you. So sometimes I just don't. Okay, let me do that and see what's going to happen on this. I might have to get us real. So let me see you. Dolores?
We still can't hear you.
You can't? I can hear you. I know what happened. Huh? Yeah, I'm trying to get back to the station. That's what happened. The station probably got. Y'all can hear my voice now, can you? Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord. But I got you on the stage. I know what's going to happen. That's good. Please, Lord. In this process. And let's do this. Are you still there? Wow. My God, hello. I'm opening up the lines. I open the lines up. Wow. Wow. Can y'all hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got the lines of all of them. But let me say this to the listener. Praise the Lord. And, well, some people just left. But I want to say this, like, never before. You got some people up there that need healing. You got some people up there that need to have demons cast out of them. You got some people up there that need to be deceived. You got
well that line.
Ma'am? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Okay. And who are you?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay. Who's speaking to me?
This is Coretta.
Well, Coretta, how are you doing?
I'm grateful.
What do you think about Pazarta doing this revival we're talking about?
I'm excited about it because we need it here in Texas.
Okay. How many days you willing to give up fasting? You willing to give up 3 days fasting?
Sure.
Okay. Are you willing to go out and tell everybody what's going to happen?
I sure will.
See, because I'm going to tell you, I've been in survival before, and I'll say this to you. Now I went out there and discovered the old man was telling y'all about who's up. 20 years ago, you talked about it. Azusa Street. And when the old man was in Texas, they mistreated him. Because back then, the white folks and the black folks did not come to be together because such an anointing was up on him. He went from Oklahoma to California. That's where God used him to do great miracles. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you loud and clearly.
Okay. But
can you
I
hear me?
Is... Yeah, hold on. Let's hear this here.
Yes, sir.
He's lost my life, it's hiding from my eyes. I'm so lonely, searching for one word a day, trying to find a way.
Okay, thanks. Come back up. Oh. Come on.
Can't hardly hear the other people on the other side.
Okay.
I can hear you.
They make too much noise. They make it. I'm looking at the line. They're making too much noise. I got everybody on. We're on www.blogtalkradio1 internet, and they're making a lot of noise. That's why you have to put this phone on mute to listen if you don't want to talk.
Amen.
So what I do is I take this to them. I let you listen to tomorrow. You come on the system and you can hear what it was said tonight. Amen.
Amen.
But then they have a word they want to say. You got the most doctor or something that you got more to say. On mute, please.
What's the down? Come back. Let's have it now. What are you doing?
Anybody got a word to say?
I'd like to say to put your phone on mute so we can hear your conversations on the other side.
Okay. Let me do it. I'm going to put y'all on.
We'll put it down the final one. Okay, go ahead.
She asked me to come to her house and watch her daughter.
Amen. So I just say to y'all tonight, does anybody else have another statement they want to make? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, I was trying to hear, listen in, but no one's speaking. I don't understand what's wrong tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. Sometimes I can tell you what's happening. What happened is when we come on with the Skype, you and I was in conversation. I got us on the line. We are right now, and we are on air. As one, two, there's three people on the line right now. That was only six or seven people. That's one, two, three, four. There's four more people that hung up. And so when people come on, they have to mute their phones to listen because that's called an interference.
Okay.
Amen. I'm going to put it back in your hands now, Doctor. I'm going to put it back in your hands from your end of the side. Go ahead, Dr. DeLore. Can you hear me?
I don't know if she can hear you. This is the Coretta.
Okay, Coretta. Well, I know somebody has sent me. I sent a text to somebody. Jess Mother. Okay, who is Jess Mother? Hello? Who is Jess Mother?
They may have their phone on mute and they can't hear you.
Well, tell them to take them off of mute.
When the preacher's preaching, you put it on mute. And when you're talking, you take it off of mute so everybody can hear you.
There you go.
You have your phone on mute. You need to take it off now. But when the preacher is up preaching, you can take it off so you can hear it. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, I don't know if anybody else on the other line. I was just tuning in.
Well, that's good, but that's you and I talk. Because now, what church you belong to?
I belong to Straightway Ministries out of Hempstead, Texas.
Okay.
Now we moved to Cypress, Texas.
Yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for the revival for 3 days?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I will say this.
When is it going to be?
It's going to be in Hempstead.
Day?
Ma'am?
What day?
Well, I need to talk with Dolores McClendon. Let you talk with her so we can set the time up. And she
okay.
Her, the two of us will talk
there.
About it. And, ma'am?
Okay, just let me know and I'll be there, Lord's willing.
Well, now, when you say the Lord is willing, what do you mean?
It's on the calendar already. That could be in his will.
No one will have any more.
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I can put this on and mute. I can hear a little girl talking.
Yeah. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come tonight before you with thanksgiving for the many blessings that you have bestowed on us. And then, Father, I come taking authority over everything that's disrupting the business that you have for us to do. We come
Amen.
In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I declare and I decree silence will be the mold for this hour. I thank you, Father. And we just declare right now in the name of Jesus for the work that must be done. Somewhere, somebody, lost soul is being lost. Father, I don't have time to see anymore. Time is too precious because they're dying like numbers. Just the other day, in our neighborhood, a lady come to see her daughter and discovered she had cancer with the victim had a heart attack and died. Just show us how close we are, Father. But you give us the right and the authority. And, Father, because the enemy is fooling people, he got people understanding, annihilated from the truth. And I just come before you tonight with thanksgiving in my heart, Father. And I just believe that you're giving me the authority, the power, and the rightness of the Holy Ghost in my life to make things come forward. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I take authority in the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree for the circle of holiness around that from one place to the other. And him said, there shall be a great crying out. There shall be great healing. There shall be a new understanding. Because your word, it's your word. It's your word, Father. Your word. For you said, you gave us Jesus Christ who led us off to the cross. And he died for us. He died for us. Yes, he was resurrected. And I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, because while we're going, there will be no more playing, no more lying, no more cheating. Every day will be a day where we can praise our living God. And thank you, Father, for America. Thank you for right here in America that we can come together, those of us who can believe, those of us who can believe in the Word of God, not because of what our uncle or somebody said, because what your Word says. And I thank you, I thank you at your Word. All things are possible to those of us who believe. And, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what Jesus did for us. I want to thank you that Jesus has made us the new man. He's taken the Gentile and the Jew. He's made us one man. And for this, I said thank you. And one day, Father, that will be, well, there's a lot of noise. I'll be crying and gnashing of teeth. But, Father, the enemy has come. The enemy has come, Father. But I say this in the name of Jesus. On my watch, you give me the fullness of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus. 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 And Father, I take authority over that warlock that's in that neighborhood. I take authority over that witch. And I command them both to die. You will see it physically, Father, that you will be glorified because the time has come. They know that they know that they know. And, Father, you're sending us to a place, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Father, we know that he has won the land, Father, for the in our place. But Jesus overcome it all. And Jesus said if we abide in him, he abides in us. And when he's in us, we can do all things. Because, Father, your word says, the blood of Jesus. And somebody right there tonight needs a healing in their right hand, Father. Somebody needs a healing in their right hand right now. You just touch that hand right now, Father, and let them demonstrate what your authority is, what your word is right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you this night. I want to thank you for it, Father. We might have what we call a rock, but we have a holiness. because, Father, we stand before you. At the seraphim see you. We stand before you, and we praise you. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you for Jesus, who paid the price, who gave his life for all of us, that we might have this right, that we might have the right to walk and talk and to preach your word. Unashamedly, Father, unashamedly. We don't want to put anybody down. We want to pick up somebody who's walking in darkness. I want to help them, Father. And I'm asking you tonight through Jesus' name that you would just bless those on the radio line and those who are listening. Somebody somewhere. And then, Father, because there's a young lady out there in San Francisco, Jamil. The young one went in for a small operation. And now, Father, they said she's brain dead. But I know that you have the authority. My prayer to you is you will give it. And I want to call her from the portals of hell and tell her in the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus. And she would stand up and say, Mama, and my words, she said, Mama, 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 on the 31st day, Father, you have the power. You have the power. And you said to those that said, show me where you laid him. And he took it, Jesus, you took them and you raised Lazarus. You're going to raise the man. You're going to raise the Father. You're going to raise the Father. It's me a liar, not you. Let me be the liar. But I want your word to be true and clear. Hallelujah. Father, because all that I have, I give it to you. I thank you for the sisters I've met. Thank you for the brothers I've met. And Father, I just declare and decree that this walk we walk, it's not about us. It's about Jesus Christ. And somebody somewhere is calling on you right now. Somebody needs you, Father. Somebody needs you right now. And Father, I just declare and decree, let the anointing fall over him. Let it fall.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. A new day, a new day, a new hour, a new moment. I want to thank you, Father. Hey. I want to thank you, Father. Somebody right now, Father.
That's
a drug dealer who's going to give his life up. He's got to give his life up. He's going to rest his life in the pen. Come forward in the name of Jesus. Come forward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we show no mercy on demons, but we show mercy on the soul of a man and woman. Come forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Somebody else can take over in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen.
Dr. Hunter, can you hear us?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're on the phone there, Dr. Hunter, me, Sister Dolores.
Amen, amen.
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 We've been trying to connect to the website, but we all failure. But since we're on the phone now, I'm going to let Sister Lawrence go ahead and talk.
Okay.
Yeah,
we couldn't get connected back again. We couldn't get connected back on Skype. But anyway. Yeah, we heard you praying and heard the others praying. We was listening in.
Amen. But it's our time, brother. It's our time.
Amen. If someone would cut their radio down, you getting the back feed through the phone. If you can hear me, you're getting the back feed through the phone. Amen. Thank you. Here's Sister Dolores.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're back again. We couldn't get the internet working. We was waiting. We thought we could get connected again. But praise the Lord for what he's doing tonight. We thank God
Amen.
For that prayer, for someone giving us a prayer. We thank God for that. We're sitting here with Evangelist Kevin Allen, who has a word from the Lord. I just want to thank God tonight for allowing us to come together. I just want to speak to the mothers who have struggled so and gone through so much. I believe that we have to come together and begin to pray for the children, especially the children, because it's so crucial that we do so. Our children are being lost in the system, and not only that, there's no seeds planted within them. A lot of children are just lost. But I pray, God, that through all of this, someone will be helped. Someone will hear a word from God that will help them. And Kevin Allen is here, and he want to give us what God has put in his spirit to give to the people.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. We do thank the Lord once again for those that are on the radio, on the internet, and yours is working. We thank God for you once again that there is a word from the Lord. And I hope that you're situated and the Lord is continuing to blessing you and that your mind is stayed on the encouragement through the word. It's not about our philosophy that we are giving today, but it's all about the word of God in the name of Jesus. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord, God Almighty. And so if you go to your Bibles in the book of 1 Samuel, I'm going to be dealing with a topic called the Hannah Experience. Amen. The Hannah Experience. Every one of us have a Hannah Experience. Sometimes you can have a Hannah Experience in just 1 minute, 30 seconds. But still, it's a Hannah Experience where your soul is at stake and your soul is sorrowful behind the calamities of life. We all have a Hannah Experience. Jesus had an experience. He had a grieving experience in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. And we all have this Hannah Experience in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be dealing with 1 Samuel, the first chapter. I'm going to be dealing with verse number 10, number 12, number 13 and 14, and number 15. Verse number 15. Number 10, number 12, number 13, 14, and 15. A Hannah Experience. The word of God in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10, the word of God is saying, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore." The 12th verse says, "And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth." Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, "How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee." The 15th verse is what I'm going to talk about. In the 15th verse it says, "And Hannah answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit, of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." Amen. When the calamities of life, my brother, my sister, my mother, and my father, that you're hearing me on the web, that you're hearing me on the phone, that you hear me all over the world, when the sorrows of life overwhelm you sometimes, you're going to have a Hannah Experience. You're going to be bitterness in your soul. It could be coming even through your family. A loved one will bitter your soul behind what they say. And words does hurt. Amen. They'll bruise your soul. Amen. But the 10th verse says, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord." Sometimes you can go to your friends, your best friends. Sometimes you can go to your classmates. But more importantly, I'm encouraging you to take it to the Lord. The reason why I'm encouraging you to take it to the Lord is because God already knows your sorrows. There's nothing that God don't know about you. The Bible says that he's acquainted with every form of grief and sorrow upon mankind. He knows it. Yes, it's good to go to someone and tell them about your grief. And I pray to God that they will comfort you through the word of God to turn to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Have anybody ever cried that they were so vexed in their life? A Hannah experience is upon you. It was upon you. We all go through a Hannah experience. It's not the attributes of what Eli was doing, but it was the attributes of this word that I want to get you encouraged, is that we're all going to follow some things. Sometimes we will lose a mother, a father, a brother, a sister, a dear friend. I lost my best friend last year, and I wept sore behind my friendship with him because I loved him. But I turned to the Lord because guess what? The Lord knows what's best. He's the author of the time. He develops time. He allowed us to have time. The 12 verses say, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord. There she was. She was praying in the 10th verse and wept before the Lord. And here it is at the 12th verse. And it came to pass as she would continue praying before the Lord. Sometimes you have to continue to pray so that you can come out of your experience. When you pray, the Bible says, when you pray, believe. You can leave it at the altar. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her. Some people will never understand what you're praying before the Lord. But that's between you and the Lord. I want to encourage you to continue to pray before the Lord. Just think about the experience that you had where you were sorrowful in heart of a loved one, of a child being disobedient, of an unruly neighbor, of a coworker trying to get you fired, of just the person in the grocery store running their basket into you and blaming you for it. Just think about your Hannah experience and turn to the Lord. You may be without a job today. You may be sorrow in heart about certain situations. A lot of people during these holiday times, they get real sorrowful behind their loved one not being there. You may be contemplating about committing suicide right now. You're having a Hannah experience. But the word of God is telling you today is give it to the Lord. Pray unto the Lord. Whatever situation that you find yourself in, do it like Hannah did. Hannah says in Hannah, she wept before the Lord. She wept sore before the Lord. She prayed to the Lord and she wept sore before the Lord. She continued praying. Just because people was coming in and out, maybe stepping on her foot as she was on her knee, maybe kicking her or something while she was on her knee. She was wepping. But she was doing it before the Lord. Amen. The 13th verse says, now Hannah spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Sometimes when I'm laying on my bed at night, I just let my voice move, and I'm just talking to the Lord. And I'm being sensitive to him to hear his voice. Hallelujah. Give your life to the Lord. Give your problems to the Lord. No matter how it may be seen, how it may come out, no matter what situation that you find yourself in, we're all going to have a Hannah experience. You can turn to the Lord just like Hannah did. That's why the word is coming to us today. We all go through a Hannah experience. But you can turn to the Lord and give your life to Christ. You can turn to the Lord and leave your burdens there. Jesus has said it in the Old Testament. The New Testament, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When we have a Hannah experience, Jesus is saying, just come to me, and I'm going to give you rest. Lay your burdens upon me. and learn of me, because my burden is light and my yoke is easy, and you shall find rest for your soul. When Hannah was turning to life, she found rest for her soul, because Eli never heard her say in the word, but he saw that her mouth was moving. He saw that she was bitterness and crying. He saw that she was sorrowful in heart, but he thought something other. He thought she was drunken. So many people think something other of you when you're finding that you lost your job.
Yeah.
They start blaming, well, you must have did something. When they find that you not only lost your job, but your car is broken. Your tires are getting bald. No food on the table. You're not flaunting it like you used to. But hey, you're going through a Hannah experience. The Bible tells us in Psalms 23, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm having a Hannah experience down there through the valley of the shadow of death. But guess what? The Bible went on to say, but thou art with me. Jesus has never left Hannah.
Put that up.
It says, but thou art with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. Mute the other side of that phone. If you're going to be talking to children, mute the other side of that phone. There's a word coming through here today.
Thank
God. The 14th verse says, and Hannah said unto her, how long, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrows, of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Pour out your soul before the Lord. Whatever situation you find yourself in, my brother, my sister, my mother, and my father, for you that are on the internet, for you that are on the phone today, whatever situation that you find yourself into, it's imperative that you give your soul, pour out your soul before the Lord.
Amen.
Because what God is one, he wants communion with you.
Amen.
He wants to, as my little 8-year-old calling me daddy, our Father wants that same love towards him. He wants that same desire for us to trust him in all of our heart, our minds, and our soul. Whatever that you find yourself into, when you stump your leg, when you were a little child, guess what you did? You started running to mama. You were crying, and you started running to mama. That's what the Father wants from us.
Come on.
He says, except you be converted as a little child, you should not no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. God is so concerned about every little bump, every little feeling that you have. He's concerned about you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. When you have your Hannah experience, God wants you to cry out like you were crying to mama as you was a little kid. When you see these nursing babies sucking on their mother's breath and just their mother is covering them in their arms, they're crying out. They're saying, I got a comforter right here. I'm safe in my arms. That's what God wants from us. He wants that same communion with us. We all go through a Hannah experience, my brother, my sister, my mother, and my father, my brother. We go through these same experience, but like Hannah did, she poured out her soul before the Lord. She poured it all out. She didn't hold back. She left it all there at that altar. She went up there to worship.
Oh, God.
She went up there to worship, and she poured out her soul before the Lord. That's where we are right now. We're supposed to be pouring out our praises unto the Lord. We're supposed to be pouring out our worship unto the Lord. We're supposed to be the true worshipers, is what God seeks after us, just like that little child. He desires us to pour out our soul. Don't hold anything back.
Yes, Lord.
Don't hold anything back from serving the Lord. Don't let anybody hold you back from serving the Lord. It's not about how many members that go to the church. It's about your relationship with a true and living God, the one that paid the price for your sins, the one that bruised himself, the one that was unrecognizable on the cross, the one that was nailed on the cross with those big things going through his hands, stumping through his feet, piercing on his side.
yes.
bruised, spitting on. He took all of that for our sins.
Yes, Lord.
That's what God desired for us, to reverence his son. Jesus
yes,
gave his all because he loved, the Father loved you so much, God said, I'm giving you my son so you can abuse him, and he would say, I love you just that much. I paid for this here. I paid for your Hannah experiences. That's why Hannah said, I'm pouring out my soul before the Lord. I'm pouring it all out. I'm giving it all up. Don't let anything hold you back from serving God. Don't let any denomination, any church thing hold you back from serving the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't let any church member tell you that it doesn't take all that. This
Come
is
on.
Your relationship. For, now, the question that I'm going to ask you this year, how far are you willing to go for the Lord? Are you willing to pour out your soul before the Lord and let your face get distorted behind your makeup?
Come on, preacher.
Or are you so proudful to say, well, I'm just going to hold back and wait until I get home? You may not ever make it home.
Come on, preacher.
It's just that serious. This life that we're living is serious. The relationship that you have needs to be just that serious. How can you go to work and you come late to God's house? And he's only requiring you to have 2 hours at that much.
Preach.
And you're still late. But you be at your job on time for a man.
Jeez.
I mean, who are you willing to serve? The God that Hannah was serving and she's pouring out her soul before the Lord? Or are you willing
Come
to give your give a carnal-minded man that may not even know the Lord?
Come on.
And you're giving him time.
Go
and
ahead.
Then you laid on church. And then don't let it be raining.
Preach.
Well, it's raining out there. I ain't going to get out. I just read it at the house. But the Bible says, assemble yourself into other believers. You assemble yourself every day, Monday through Friday, with a carnal-minded people. Hannah was pouring out her soul before the Lord.
Praise God.
It didn't matter if Eli saw her or not. This was between Hannah and the Lord, just like our relationship today is, my brother and my sister. It's between you and Jesus. The outside appearance ain't going to work. You can forget that. The $500 suit, the dress, it ain't going to work when it comes to standing before the judgment seat of God.
Come on.
It's going to be you and him, and the books are going to be open, and the Bible says every deed shall be seen. Every thought will be exposed. Every whisper will be cried out.
Woo.
And you willing to give all of that time for a carnal-minded man, and here it is. You get to the church where you're supposed to have other believers, and you don't want to cry out your soul before the Lord because you don't want to mess up your shoes.
Come on, preacher. Jesus. Ooh.
Hannah, the Bible says in the 15th verse, it says, I am not drunken nor wine, strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. A Hannah experience. We all have a Hannah experience. It's for us to recognize that God is in control.
Hallelujah.
It's for us to reverence God waking us up in the morning time. Your job did not wake you up in the morning time. That alarm clock is just a tool. It doesn't wake you up in the morning time. It may sound off, but all of your strength coming from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That car, as much as expensive as it may seem, it may not ever start.
Come on.
If it had not been for the Lord, that commercial jet that you may have, it may not ever work.
Wow.
They may tear it down and put it back together, and it may not ever work. But God is the one that wake you up. And have you said thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
A Hannah experience. If you're having a Hannah experience right now, we want to welcome Jesus Christ into your life today. The answer for your Hannah experience when you pour out your soul before this name right here, Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever problem that you're having, you can pour out your soul to Jesus.
Yes.
A lot of denominations, they say that you can just pour out your soul to God. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto the Father but by me. How are you going to tell God about it when Jesus is right there in the gap?
Say this. My Jesus.
How are you going to do it? Pour out your soul to Jesus. Jesus, there's only one mediator, the Bible says, between God and man. And that's Jesus. How are you going to get to God without going through Jesus? Pour out your soul before the Lord. Whatever situation, I don't care what it is. I don't care how bad it may seem. I don't care if you may have just did it and you know it's bad. But give it to Jesus. Because why? You're yet alive.
Amen.
Pour out your soul before the Lord. The Bible says while the blood is still running warm in your veins, your family may have just disowned you, took the car, kicked you out, and put your clothes out there in the yard. Just pick them up and go on. Cry out your soul up for the Lord. God always have a way. He has a way for you. He is the way. God can make a way where it doesn't even seem a way.
Right.
That's just how great God is.
Amen.
God can send somebody by and they can give you money. People throw away money every day. God can feed you. The Bible says he fed a man by a bird. He brought him meat and bread in the morning. He brought him meat and bread in the evening time. I didn't write that in there. That's the kind of God that you serve. That's the kind of God that we're introducing you to. The kind of God that I'm talking to you about that you can pour out your soul is that he fed 5,000 people with two fish and five loaves of bread. Now you do the math. Two little fish and five loaves of bread. And then they had fragments left over. That's the kind of God that I'm talking about. I'm talking about a God that walks on water. I'm talking about a God that called a man out of the grave that was dead 4 days.
Wow.
And his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm talking about a God that healed a woman that was bound for 12 years that no wise can lift up.
Come on.
And he spoke a word to her like he'll speak a word to you. He says, woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity. I'm talking about a God that the man that's been laying at the pool of Siloam for all these years and didn't have nobody to help him when the water was stirred up. And Jesus asked him, will thou be made whole? And he made an excuse, and Jesus has told him, get on up, take up your bed and walk and go home. And that's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about that God right there. You have to know him for yourself. You're going to have a Hannah experience, and so we introducing this to God to you. His name is Jesus. When you have your Hannah experience, the devil is a lie.
Amen. Amen.
You're going to get off my voice.
Amen.
We are going to have some Hannah experience. The devil has already placed some Hannah experiences in us, but the answer is Jesus. When you pour out your soul before the Lord, you are going to get to know Jesus in the real. Because when you pour out your soul before the Lord, Jesus is saying, I'm already there. I'm working on it.
Hallelujah.
That's what God is saying. She said, but I poured out my soul unto the Lord. When you pray tonight, give God thanks. Tell him what you need. Tell him how great he is in your life. Lift him up.
Hallelujah.
You know what it is? It's a love affair.
Hallelujah.
Tell the Lord how much you love him. Tell him how much you adore him. Tell the Lord, I thank you that I didn't get caught up into that wreck. I thank you that it wasn't my home that got broken into. I thank you that my children made it home. Hallelujah. I thank you that it wasn't as bad as the doctor may seem, that the healing is taking place. You can tell him all about it. You can say, Lord, I know you got another job for me. I know you got another promotion for me, Father.
Hallelujah.
And, Lord, I thank you because you're just that good. You brought us all the way down here. You made a way for us. I see you making a way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I know you'll make a way now, Lord.
And Lord Jesus, I just love you. This is how you talk to the Lord. When you pour out your your hand of spirits before the Lord, your soul before the Lord, God is saying, I know you love me because I see your heart.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm giving it all to you, Lord. I'm not holding back. You know I got problems. You know I got situations. You know I may not have a dime in my pocket, but, Lord, I can still tell you I love you. Hallelujah. I can still tell you that I adore you. Hallelujah. I can still tell you, Lord, that you're great in my eyesight, Father. Father, I can still say that you made me wonderfully made. I can still say, tell you, Lord, that I thank you that I wasn't cut off in my sin.
Hallelujah.
My Lord.
When I should have been dead and gone, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for bringing me out of that hand of spirits. I thank you for bringing out of me the drinking, Father. I thank you for bringing out of this drugging, Father. I thank you for bringing out of me the fornication, the adultery, Father. I thank you for bringing out of me the lying, Father. I thank you right now because I should have been dead in my sins, but you had mercy upon me. I bless your holy name, Father. Thank you for my hand of spirits. But, Lord, more importantly, I thank you for Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Bless God.
Hallelujah. I show you.
That's what it's all about. Jesus.
Thank you.
You can give God thanks. You may not know God like we know him right now, but you, we're welcoming you to know him just like that. Because if it had not been for God right now, you, this is the thing that God has did for you. He allowed you to get on the internet. He allowed you to get on this phone so that you can hear this word that's coming out of 1 Samuel. You can hear what Hannah did. You can see what Hannah did. This was a woman of bitterness, barren, and she was a disgrace to the community.
Yes.
Because she didn't have any children. But she started crying out to the Lord.
Well, yes.
She didn't hold back. Don't hold back right now.
Jesus.
We're encouraging you right now to give your life to Jesus. Salvation is right here for you. All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner, and I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to forgive me of all of my sins. And, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me all of my sins, and, Lord, I receive you as Lord and Savior of my life.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, I'm just thanking you right now for being saved. The Bible says that you're saved. The Bible says in the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up, and if they have committed any sin, they shall be forgiven. Right there at that instant, when your sins are being forgiven, that means that you're saved. Because your sins have been forgiven. Jesus said it like this, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And, Lord, this Hannah of spirits would compel you to say, Lord, forgive me, for I know not what I do. And I'm asking that you straighten me out. I'm asking that you help me.
Yes,
Lord. Our encouragement to you is take the Lord along with you everywhere you go.
Hallelujah.
You know why? You're going to need him.
Yes,
that's going to be a hand of spirit. That's going to be a test tomorrow. That's going to be a hand of spirit. Somebody may drive by and shoot you a finger. Somebody may drive by and cuss you out.
Come on.
And somebody may, you may be preaching on the streets tomorrow. They'll drive by and throw a chicken bone at you.
Huh.
Yeah. You're going to have a hand of spirit.
Amen.
You can cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Guard your life. A Hannah of spirits. Bless the Lord Jesus. We thank the Lord for the word today.
Yes, Lord.
It's an encouragement for everyone, whatever that you're going through, whatever kind of situation you find yourself in. You may have a pill habit. You may have a drinking habit. You may have a flesh problem. You may have headaches. You're all going through something, but you can cry out to the Lord as Hannah did. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 1 and 15, it says, I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pour out your soul before Jesus. Pour it out.
give your life to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your impact of giving your life to Christ is far outreaching than this world.
Amen.
Because God already knows what's best for you.
Amen.
Yes, he knows
exactly what's for you. This message right here is ordained by the Lord. It's a timely message for you to pour out your soul as unto the Lord. Stop thinking about what's going on at the church and start thinking about Jesus.
Come on.
Stop worrying about what's going on at your job and start thinking about Jesus.
Yes.
Stop worrying about if the car is going to start tomorrow and start thinking about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Start worrying about what your family thinks. And start thinking about Jesus. It's all about what Jesus thinks. It's all about his attributes. The Bible in Colossians, it talks about, it says, think on things above. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. When you start thinking on things above, God start making your path wide enough, righteous enough, holy enough, where you can start realizing that all of this stuff down here is vanity. You can't take it with you.
Come on. Talk about it.
It's useless. You can't take it with you.
Can't
the only thing that matters is that you're winning souls for Christ. The only thing that matters is that a soul be won for Christ. The only thing you do for Christ, the Bible says, will last.
Amen.
The only thing.
Oh, jeez.
Your financial portfolio, Jesus is going to say, try it in the fire.
Try it in the fire.
And you know what your financial portfolio is going to do? It's going to burn up.
Hallelujah.
Driving your car, you know what that car is going to do in the when it's tried in the fire?
Burn up.
It's going to burn up.
Yes, yes.
The only thing that you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
The only thing. Pour out your soul before the Lord. Give Jesus your life. Because if you're listening, you have those kids behind you back there, guess what? If you're not living for Christ, you're living for who? The example of who you're living for with those children is going to reflect in those children. If you're living for Christ, they're going to see Christ. But if you're living any kind of carnal-minded way, those children are going to be reflected by their. And they're embarrass you in front of saints.
Come on, preacher. That's the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Pour out your soul before the Lord.
Amen.
This is serious. Let God into your life. Let Jesus into your life. It's time to stop playing, acting like church.
Come on.
And start being a part of Jesus. When you look at yourself in the mirror, recognize who you are and stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible tells us that a tree is known by the fruit that it bears. Hannah was bearing that fruit of a sorrow heart, but she got up with joy. Because when she went home, she got what God remembered her. And God is remembering. When you cry to the Lord, God can't help but to bless you. Because you know why? You're crying out to his son.
Hallelujah.
You are crying out to a Savior, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's why he says, and you shall find rest for your soul. When you cast that burden to him, you'll find rest for your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Bless God. Hallelujah to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank the Lord for the word. Bless the hearer, the reader, and more importantly, the doer of the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Here's the Lord.
Praise the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God says, we thank God for that word. The Bible says in John 15, I am God. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit is taken away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, and it bring more fruit. That's what we want to be able to do. We want to be able to bring more fruit to the Lord. We want to be able to work any job that you do. You want to work as if you're working to the Lord, working for the Lord on the job. tell people about Jesus. Or let your light so shine till they want to follow you. They know it's got to be Jesus. Let your light so shine. And that's what we want to be able to do. We want to be able to let our light shine that people will want to follow us. And also in John 14, it said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Man, that just sounds good right there. Many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come in again and receive you unto myself. Man, I praise God for that word. I just thank God. I thank God for Brother Kevin giving us the word tonight. We want to do as much as we can to let our light shine, to draw more fruit to the people, bring more fruit to the Christ. We want to do all we can to do that. We want to let our light shine.
Yes, sir.
If anyone have or would like to ask any questions, anyone has anything that they want to ask, have any questions? Any prayer requests? Well, we thank God. We are going to, Brother Hunter has a song that he would like to play. Since there are no prayer requests, the line is open to take prayer requests if anybody has any. Anyone have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I just like to pray for my family. Yeah.
Amen. You want to pray for your family?
Yes.
Amen. For the listeners out there, yes, touch and agree, and we'll pray for the lady that's requesting to pray for her family. The Bible says in Matthew's 18 and 19, Jesus is saying, I say unto you, if two of you shall touch and agree upon earth concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them of our Father. Yes, touch and agree right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come before you and we give you thanks. We thank you right now, Father, because of your greatness. We thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you right now for your mercy, Father. And, Father, through this Thanksgiving, Father, we lift up this family right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you already know the situation. And, Father, we lift them up before you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you intervene on whatever need that they stand in need of right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, because we're touching in agreeing, looking to you, Lord Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, with the authority that you have given us according to Matthew's 18 and 18, we bind the works of the enemy that comes up against this family right now. Father, according to the book of Job right now, Father, we build this hedge of protection around this family right now that the enemy can't get to them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, that they would not leave the covenant of this security, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that they won't leave your covering, Father, that they won't turn to the outside ways of the devil, Father, in the name of Jesus, but they will keep their eyes stayed on you. Father, we loose this angel right now, Father, that's encamped about this family right now, Father, according to Psalms 103 and 20, in the name of Jesus. We loose you, angel, right now, that's according to the Bible, in the name of Jesus, Father, that's encamped about this family to perform what's already predestined for this family right now, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, there's no other name given among men by which we must be saved, but in the great name of Jesus. Demons tremble at the name, Father. And Lord, we thank you right now for that great name. You gave us the use of this name, Father. And as ambassadors, Father, we use this great name, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, where demons will flee, that Satan has no foothold, that all principalities, powers, and subjects were subject to us in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you right now for the authority over the devil in the name of Jesus, that spoiled all principalities, that made a show of them openly and triumph in himself. In that name right now, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen. Bless God. We are praying for souls that need praying for. We're praying for individuals that need deliverance. because the devil is a lie. The devil would make it seem like you have to have a pill for a headache. The devil would make it seem that you have to take an arthritis pill for arthritis. But the Bible that I read says Jesus went about healing all manner of sickness and disease. Yeah, I ain't got nothing against the medicine. If God is compelling you to go to the doctor, you go to the doctor. Because doctors are here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a cramp in your leg, if you feel like you need to go to the doctor, you go. But if it's according to your faith that you can speak the word of God in your body,
Woo!
Let it be so according to your faith. Because everything here is good. God did all of this here in the 6-day journey.
Jesus.
But the bottom line is God going to get the glory.
Amen.
In my life, God is going to get the glory. The reason why you're here on this phone today, you may have a situation that you don't want to tell nobody. But you're going through a hell of experience.
Jesus.
But you can tell the Lord all about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The reason why God is ordaining this ministry right here on this radio with Dr. Hunter is so that God can get the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No other reason that this radio exists in this hour that we are allocated for tonight that God would get the glory. Let him get the glory out of our lives. This is how I roll. We roll like this here over down here in Hempstead, Texas.
Glory.
That God would get the glory.
Woo.
There's no other reason for us to entertain you with a philosophy and giving you a joke about something in the world.
Yeah.
It's all about God getting the glory in this life.
Woo, hallelujah.
And it's about helping you to stay close to the Lord. It's about helping you keep your focus on Jesus.
Amen.
And it's through the word of God.
Yes,
Sister DeLore, she brought in a mighty word about the vine. See, when you're connected to the vine, the Father is pruning you because he wants that vine to bear much fruit.
Hallelujah.
He brought a mighty word right there to you that you can stay encouraged by staying connected to the vine. She didn't write this in there. She said, Jesus is saying, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he take it away. And every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purge it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Your life is supposed to bring fruit. Sitting on the pulpit in your pew every Sunday and not telling somebody about Jesus is not a vine that bear fruit. You need to tell somebody about the Lord. We encourage you to tell somebody about the Lord. Even if you say, God is good, you're telling them something about the God. There's only one good God, and that's the Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we give him the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And you may get the response like this here, all the time. And all the time.
God is good.
And guess who get the glory? God, get the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, saints that's on the radio today and on the internet, this is where it is right here. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Beautiful song.
I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul.
Good job.
You know, may the Lord bless you. Here, Sister Dolores.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that work. Amen. Mm-hmm.
3 minutes
left.
Go ahead.
Close it out.
We got 3 minutes
left. Go ahead. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. We're still here. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that word tonight. We just give God all the glory. We can't praise him enough. We can't praise him enough and give God the glory enough for what he's done and what he's about to do. God is looking for true believers, those who come together And as Dr. Hunter mentioned earlier tonight about William Seymour, when he began to pray on his prayer and they began to see the Shekinah glory, that's what I'm looking for. Those who come together and we began to see the Shekinah glory as they did. We just want to be able to give God the glory and draw let the word of God draw those who are truly seeking a Savior. We thank God for tonight. We thank God for all those who are listening, all those who are listening by phone, by the internet. We thank God for you. And we hope that we have said something tonight that would manifest in your heart, that would want you to change your ways. The world is going astray. The world worship everything except Christ. They worship basketball games, football games, everything in the world, clothes, shoes, people getting killed over shoes, clothes, and it's for no reason besides somebody else's name. The name of Jesus is what we should be stressing today to everybody. But, you know, it's just so sad that we're in a world where people take your life for a pair of tennis shoes, which we've seen so many times on the TV. People stay up all night to worship shoes, clothes, video games, and all of that, but not the name of Jesus. Jesus' name, less and less now, it's almost unreal. And when they do mention it, some people cast it out like it's just another name. But it's power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we want to continue to give God the glory. We
Amen.
Want to continue. In Jesus.
Amen. Well, I want y'all to know, beloved, tonight has been a blessed night for me. And I want you to see how time passes by when you ain't got time. To know that
Amen.
To praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God has... And so... Remember these words, we walk by faith and not by sight. Our God is a great God. He's called us once again. So until next time, and this ministry, it's so impact. Tonight I got so much I got to just I love you, I love you, I love you. God bless you. Until next time, peace.
Amen. Love you too. Amen.
So we did an hour
official, if not duration, that's followed by the dedication ceremony or following the temple on the
Thank you, John.